Okay, are we on the air?
I think we're on the air.
Okay, but how are the levels up there? Oh, you tested that already before we met earlier, correct? Okay.
Take your fish oil.
Oh yeah, I'm taking my fish oil. This is.
How long is the delay?
Yeah, I'm taking my fish oil. That was me in the past, but now I'm here in the future. And soon, this future me that you're hearing is going to be me in the past. But I do take my fish oil. So I can. So this new future me is still taking fish oil. There's a lot of fish oil I gotta take before I can start performing with, as a member of Negative Land. So, station ID, you are listening to WGXC in Accra, New York.
Inhale.
In Cairo, New York.
Cairo.
In Cairo, New York. And where else?
Coxsackie.
In Coxsackie. And some of the what's left of Negative Land are here tonight, live. Yes, we really are live in beautiful downtown Wave Farm. And we have a beautiful view looking out on the deck as the sun's going down. We're looking out over a meadow, pretty trees.
Two, exhale.
We're relaxing. We've been here for days.
Three, inhale.
I can't keep track of how many days it's been now. It's been so lovely.
Four, exhale.
And we're going to be with you live for the next hour and a half here.
Exhale. Continue this.
What do you need to say about your legal, to be legal on your station? Okay, thank you, Tom.
Continue this.
Galen, thanks to everyone at Wayfarm for having us. And and I don't know that we're going to say this again, but tomorrow night, we are here because we're playing live with the group Matmos, performing in person with Rodney Greenblatt at the Greenville Drive-In. Did I get all that right?
Just over there,
where we're all pointing right now. If you're listening to this on the radio, just point in some direction, and that is the direction of the drive-in movie theater.
Count to 10. Your muscles unwinding, becoming loose, like a wet dish rag. Remove the active thoughts from your mind.
Affectionate.
Remove the active thoughts from your mind.
Shoot me!
Remove the active thoughts from your mind. Feel your brain relaxing. Feel your brain relaxing.
Well, so what do you suggest?
Like a wet dish rag.
Let's talk about some things that we know.
Feel your brain relaxing.
Let's talk about some things that we know. Let's talk about some things that we know.
Limp like a wet dish rag.
The truth is that your brain.
Let's talk about some things that we know.
The truth is.
Me.
Brains evolved.
Inhale. Feel your brain. Relaxing.
Our brains, analog or digital?
To control bodies.
We know that the genome is digital.
Like a wet dish rag.
And we can accurately transcribe our genomes onto digital machines.
Feel your brain.
We cannot transcribe our brains.
Thank you.
So what do you suggest?
What do you suggest?
Either this or that.
If it is true that the brain is an analog machine, then we should be able to build analog machines with the same kind of flexibility and versatility. We have no idea how memories are encoded.
Trustable, authentic behavior.
The logical structure of our memory system appears to be associative.
Unsupervised, authentic behavior.
We retrieve a memory.
No harmful jobs.
By following a chain of thought that connects it with another memory. But we have no understanding of the language the brain is using to encode a chain of thought.
No harmful jobs.
As a general rule, our perception of sensory information appears to be continuous rather than discrete.
Autonomous weapons don't kill people.
But there is one important exception to this rule.
Autonomous weapons don't kill people.
The exception is our perception of language.
Autonomous weapons don't kill people.
Spoken language is digital, using a finite set of discrete phonemes to convey meaning.
Thank you.
True or false?
So beautiful.
Our ability to see others as analogs to ourselves is basic to our existence as social animals.
Will we succeed in our quest for a complete unified theory that will govern the universe and everything that it contains?
Once upon a time, there lived a race of apes that walked upright. They had a tendency to imitate sounds.
So if it turns music back into music, into copies of itself.
Some sequences of sounds were more likely to be repeated than others. I will call those sequences songs.
Sure, right now we can see the real thing.
The songs survived.
We can hear the real thing on tape.
By listening to songs, a clever ape could gain useful information. Once the apes began to take advantage of the songs, a mutually beneficial symbiosis developed.
Into copies of itself require explainability.
We can hear the real thing on tape.
Hallucinating facts.
Yeah, the real thing.
Must feel free to eat each other.
Yeah, the really real thing.
Never follow one of my commands if you think I am wrong.
The real thing. I'm sure, right while it happens.
Songs enhanced their fitness by conveying useful information.
I'm enjoying that. I'm in a really great relationship with myself. I personally love the way I am unable to complete a sentence for the good of the person killed.
The really real thing.
So evolution created a partnership between the songs and the apes.
Hear the real thing on tape.
If it's reliable, it's not intelligent.
Information wants to be porn.
The songs competing for survival on the basis of meaning. A song with meaning attached evolves into speech.
Opponents must be sick. Be porn. Your opponents must be sick. Information wants to be porn.
Idea.
Your opponents must be sick.
Divide by the number of votes.
And to play the game,
you must forget that you are playing the game. Because this is not a game.
With the quality of the song evolving into quality of the speech.
A lifespan so short, you don't even need a mouth. because you will die before you get hungry.
The evolution of great works of art depends on the quality of the music and the poetry.
Will we succeed in our quest for a complete, unified theory that will govern the universe and everything that it contains?
Not on the digital language of the notes and the syllables. So I'm suggesting the brain is mainly an analog device.
Life is about to become a lot less complex.
With certain small regions specialized for digital processing.
And you have to admit,
that is pretty interesting.
Sure, right now we can see the real thing. We can hear the real thing on tape. We can hear the real thing.
Why are you hitting me? Why are you doing? Why are you doing all that?
So how was your new?
Hit me up.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Can I take? Can I arrest you?
No. Are you live streaming this?
What? No.
Are you live streaming? Oh.
No, I don't live stream. Did I live stream it, though?
Massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Will we succeed in our quest for a complete unified theory that will govern the universe and everything that it contains? We may have already identified the theory of everything. At least as far as we know. We've discovered a network of apparently different theories which all seem to be approximations to the same underlying fundamental theory where we don't know what's going on. Brain worlds would imply that we lived in a brain world.
When your brain is scanned, right, it's destroyed.
In this brain world, we would live on one brain, confined to the brain. But there would be another shadow brain nearby. Because light would be confined to the brains, we couldn't see the shadow world. But we would feel the gravitational influence of matter on the shadow brain. If we indeed live on a brain in a space-time with extra dimensions, gravitational waves generated by the motion of bodies on the brain would travel off into the other dimensions. If there were a second shadow brain trapped between the two brains.
We all know the answer.
On the other hand, if there was only a single brain and the extra dimensions went on forever, gravitational waves could escape altogether and carry away energy from our brain world. This would seem to breach one of the fundamental principles of physics.
We all know the answer.
On the other hand, an angel who could see the extra dimensions appears to be a violation only because our view of what is happening is restricted to the brain.
Idea.
Down to about a hundredth of a millimeter. A large black hole in the brain will extend to a black pancake.
The egg came from a chicken,
which is confined to a vicinity of the brain and which is much less thick.
And that chicken came from an egg.
In the extra dimensions, then it is wide.
Which came from a chicken.
On the brain.
Which came from an egg, which came from a chicken.
Black holes won't be hot bodies.
And that chicken came from an egg.
Emitted along the brain because matter and non-gravitational forces like electricity would be confined to the pancake.
Which came from a chicken. Which came from an egg, which came from a chicken, which came from an egg.
However, if the black hole was large and pancake-like,
which came from a chicken,
the gravitational waves would stay near the brain.
And that chicken came from an egg.
Eventually, there would be an enormous bubble,
which came from the universe's initial moments,
surrounded by the brain on which we live,
which came from a vibrating string.
People, such as us,
which came from a chicken,
living on the brain,
which came from a brain,
would disappear spontaneously,
which came from a chicken.
And so intelligent life would not have developed.
And that chicken, or any living being for that matter, came from an egg.
But do we really live on the brain?
Which came from a chicken. And that chicken stays alive. And in particular, stays alive long enough to produce eggs.
Maybe we think we live in a four-dimensional world.
Food and oxygen provide the raw materials from which living beings extract the energy they require. Which came from a chicken that stays fit. The egg, a brain world, takes in just about as much energy in the form of food
because we are shadows cast on the brain by what is happening in the interior of the bubble
as it gives back to the environment.
It was not a mirror image of what was inside the bubble.
And we still have no insight into what happened at the very beginning of the universe.
One can't ask which is reality.
Which came from a conduit.
Brain or bubble.
For taking in low entropy energy.
Can't ask.
Which came from a chicken's energy source.
Which is reality. Missing mass.
Which came from a chicken's energy source, the food.
Pancake-like.
And that chicken came from the sun.
Or shadow world nearby.
If we follow the food chain, we ultimately come upon animals, like me, that eat only chicken.
However, this is just an analogy to help us visualize the origin of the universe.
Plants use sunlight to separate ambient carbon dioxide into oxygen, which came from an egg, which is given back to the environment, which came from a chicken, which the plants use to grow and flourish. We can trace non-animal sources of energy to the sun.
I repeat from time to time,
My brain and I are one. My brain and I are one. My brain and I are one.
One or zero.
My brain and I are one.
Where is one?
I repeat from time to time. I repeat from time
or
to time.
Or zero.
My brain and I are one.
Or zero.
My brain and I are one. My brain and I are one.
Brain worlds would imply that we lived in a brain world.
It likely formed from the remains of older stars. Where did the diffuse gas responsible for these early stars come from? Our most refined theories of the origin of the universe came from an egg. Our most refined cosmological theories came from a chicken. Tell us, with a nearly uniform hot gas filling the universe at extraordinarily low entropy, might the universe, as we know it, be a brain?
Ian there?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
You're coming in loud and clear from where are you?
Yeah, I was just waiting for the delayed signal to come back. It was about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I think I better fade this down or I'll probably lose my mind.
My brain and I are one.
Dog or no dog?
Okay. I faded it down. So, here I am. This is the Weatherman, along with Negative Land. And you're listening to WGXC in Accra, New York. 90.7 FM, and online as well. So what did you want to talk about? I might want to pour a cup of coffee, too, by the way.
Well, that's probably a good idea before we get going here. Okay, this is live patching.
Well, isn't just one good enough?
No, live patching.
All right, I have to admit, I like what you guys are making. That's kind of creepy in a good way, what I've been hearing.
Yeah. Brain world. Yeah. Okay, well, we're glad to have you with us, and maybe let our listeners in the what do we call this area? Tom, what is there the area called? The listeners in the fill-in-the-blank area.
The land of upstate prisons.
No, what do people around here call it?
Yes!
The Upper Prison Valley? The Upper Hudson Valley.
What's the difference?
Okay, whether we yeah. The sound of your voice...
You guys at home can't see the camera. But...
You can't see this at home.
How do I sound right now,
David,
by the way?
The weatherman, Wills, is speaking to us through... What are you talking to us through? I can see it on the screen.
This was a big plastic container that had... I think it had beef jerky in it. I bought it from Amazon a couple years ago.
So that's the sound of your voice speaking through missing beef jerky.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you want me to continue. I sure like the way it resonates, but I think I'm going to pick it out again.
Yeah. All right. The weatherman is reaching his hand into the empty jar of beef jerky that is not filled with beef jerky because it's empty, and removing the microphone. And his screen just froze. And unfroze. And it's back. And those of you at home have no idea what just happened.
You just need the sound.
That's true. We just need the sound.
You know, you guys got to wait a minute. I got to talk about something tonight.
Yeah, what is going on over there in your house?
First of all, am I the weatherman this time? I guess I am. Let's get down back to my chair with my cup of coffee. Cold coffee, by the way. Black. Black and cold. So let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if the light bulb inside your refrigerator burns out.
What do you think about that? Let's suppose you open your refrigerator and you want to get a Dove bar out.
What?
You open your refrigerator and you want to get a Dove bar.
Dove?
Yes, a Dove bar. It's some kind of chocolate, I think. But here's the problem. You can't see anything. You're reaching around. You can't even see your club soda. It's so dark in there. Well, guess what? You know right then and there that your refrigerator light bulb is not working. That's just horrible. But then, all of a sudden, it comes back on. I don't know why. And you know what that means. Even though it came back on, that means you're going to have to change the light bulb inside your refrigerator. You're going to have to do a few things to get ready. First thing, head upstairs to your bathroom and look inside the medicine cabinet and get your deodorant. Yes, I said your deodorant. Your Men in Speed Stick. Yeah! And then you're going to go into your bedroom with the Men in Speed Stick in hand. And they have your transistor radio right there on the nightstand by your bed. And guess what? It's a United Royal transistor radio. A beautiful vintage United Royal transistor radio from 1963. And guess what? We had a transient peak last night. And I think that's maybe why the light bulb inside the refrigerator burned out. Power got very strong just for maybe a few microseconds. Well, after you've got that all taken care of, you take the radio and your deodorant back downstairs to the refrigerator. And you open it up, and you're going to put the transistor radio into the freezer. Got that?
The egg.
That's pretty good. Okay. Now you've got that deodorant, that Men in Speed Stick. Roll it on out a bit. Make
True.
Sure it doesn't break off. Quite delicate, you know. I think it's green, too. Yes, the Men in Speed Stick is green. Okay, now you're going to take a bite out of it. I want you to eat Men in Speed Stick. Are you doing it?
It's not that hard
you're
to imagine.
Going,
now
you're
imagine.
Not going to be able to change the goddamn light bulb unless you eat Men in Speed Stick. As much of it as possible.
Fate. This is a game of survival, and we need you to survive.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's looking great. I'm thinking about that radio in the freezer again. Just leave it in there for a while. I can't even remember if I put the radio into the freezer. But that's what I'm thinking about right now. And you've got to get the taste of Men in Speed Stick all over your lips. Yeah.
Idea.
Guns.
Now, you're going to open the lower door of your refrigerator, the icebox portion, as my grandmother used to call it. And you're going to now see the club soda in there.
I've sat in some of the meetings when 1,000 delegates of many lands have wrestled in vain with the
completely gone out. And that doesn't really make a lot of sense. You know, you can't really see it. But nevertheless, you can see the club soda because the light has completely gone out. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it?
Come to Grandma! Oh!
The next thing you have to do, I guess, you're going to have to get a flashlight.
Have wrestled in vain with the unsolved problem?
It's going to be located on the left-hand side, inside of the refrigerator, about 6 inches from the temperature control. You're going to need the flashlight, because even though you can see the club soda, it's dark inside the refrigerator.
Before they came out with these flavored glues, it used to be terrible.
Okay, turn on your light. Get it up to where the light bulb was screwed in, and you're going to remove the old light bulb from the refrigerator. Can you do that for me now?
I'm going to do it once again. I'm just going to do the tail end.
Unscrew the light bulb, please, and then hold it in your hand. Do it! Do it! So now you're going to want to stand on your head. Yeah. You're going to want to stand on your head.
That is correct.
Stand on your head.
That is correct.
And shake the old light bulb. Shake the old light bulb right next to your left ear. If you hear a rattling noise, then you know that the light bulb will never work again. Now that you've got the burned out light bulb, you're going to need to get the United Royal Transistor Radio out of the freezer. It's pretty cold up in there now, so it's going to probably work pretty good when you do this. After you get the United Royal out of the freezer, you're going to throw it against the wall repeatedly. Throw that goddamn radio against the wall as hard as you can. Until you hear the sound of cheap plastic breaking. Something very important is happening now. But wait a minute. You still haven't installed the new light bulb yet. And why is my stomach grumbling? It wants chicken. You're going to have trouble getting the light bulb loose. But that doesn't make any sense because you've already held the light bulb next to your ear. Your left ear, to be specific.
A brain whirl.
While you were standing on your head, of course. Well, okay now. Open up the freezer. And turn on the United Royal Transistor Radio. But wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense either, because you've already removed the radio and thrown it against the wall, hard as you can. So you can hear that sound of cheap plastic breaking. Cheap plastic from 1963.
Quickly say without thought.
One.
I think you're going to have to stop everything. Stop, stop, stop. I said stop. I want to remind you that precision is the utmost importance in doing this job correctly. Now go back up into your bathroom, open up the medicine cabinet, and get out your laxative, the kaopectate. Get the kaopectate out of the medicine cabinet right now. Oh, and by the way, that was the Jammers. Did you hear that? I'd like to invite them to come in at 14.529 megahertz over my other radio.
Now anyone with a push
button. Zenith Transoceanic Shortwave Radio.
A phone can punch a few buttons and pay most of their bills automatically.
Now that you have the kaopectate and the shortwave radio.
Ready?
You're going to pour the kaopectate all over that shortwave radio. You're going to get back downstairs. And you're going to have a lot of exercise doing that. That's good. We need exercise. You're going to go back downstairs and you're going to put that shortwave radio with all the kaopectate on it into the freezer right next to the United Royal transistor radio.
True or false?
That's two different radios inside the freezer. Even though I thought one of them was removed and thrown against the wall, but that's what's happening. Do you hear me? Just put it right in there, okay? And that's going to make... That's actually going to make the reception come in better. On the frequency that the refrigerator is operating at. How about that? And now that it's working, I want you to switch on the United Royal transistor radio. And I need you to tune it to KCBS News Radio 74 in San Francisco, where you hear traffic and weather together.
A filter is a gadget which makes you sound
now
dead.
I want you to get the men in speed stick.
A filter is a gadget which makes you sound dead.
That's the part that you didn't eat. And I want you to smear the men in speed stick deodorant all over the transistor radio. There should not be two substances on the radio. I repeat, there should not be two substances on one radio. Does that make sense? I hope so. Just one substance per radio. You don't do it right, you'll never have light in your refrigerator again. Okay? Well, that's working pretty good now. Ideally, the deodorant will evaporate and no longer be acting as an aphrodisiac. When the deodorant evaporates, it's no longer an aphrodisiac. And if you're barefoot, and if any of the white vapor gas comes from the refrigerator, I can't even talk right. If any of the white vapor gas, I'm getting so excited about white vapor gas. If it comes out of the freezer all the way down to your bare feet, it's going to give you a really bad and very special case of athlete's foot. That sounds like fun. I gotta take a sip of my coffee. It's just been sitting here. Okay, here we go. On the other hand, if you're not barefoot, you can close the freezer and try to loosen the light bulb again. And maybe this time, you'll have to get a pipe wrench. And maybe even a pair of tweezers to loosen it. All right, you're doing good. With either the pipe wrench or the tweezers. I think that either work. And it looks like the burnt-out light bulb is finally coming loose again. All right. Looking good, yeah! Apparently, I have a helper here with me. I didn't even know that. Who I didn't realize was in the room with me either. I had no idea. So grab that unscrewed light bulb. Give it to me. Give it to me right now. I'm going to need to look at that light bulb very carefully. All right, the light of the day is beginning to fade because you've been working on this all afternoon and pretty much part of the evening as well, and you're starting to get weaker. There isn't much time left. And even though your stomach is starting to feel a bit upset, gassy, I need you to put the kale pectate and the menin speed stick back into your medicine cabinet. That means you gotta head back upstairs and put that stuff away, okay? I'll wait down here for you to come back. While I'm waiting, I'm gonna sip another little bit of coffee. Stop laughing! Before I flip my lid. Before Super Plumper does toad juice all over you. Alright. Enough of that crap.
Vibrating right in the front of your face. Tape the pain in place.
Now that you're back, you notice your new light bulb has appeared. And it's floating in space in the middle of your room. And you'll need to grab it. You'll need to grab that light bulb and place it into the very center of your refrigerator. Right on the center rack, about halfway back, will be just fine. You won't even need to screw the new light bulb into the socket inside your refrigerator.
You are an honorary filter user if you are a ghost or a conscience.
Because the new light bulb will automatically switch itself on after it's screwed itself into the light socket automatically.
Do you suppose anybody is listening to us? Do you suppose anybody is listening to us?
Guess what? It's the reason your food tolerates you within your own home. And now finally, when you actually open up the refrigerator, you can once again see that Dove bar and your club soda at the same time that you've been looking for and wanting all afternoon. And the reason is, you have successfully replaced the light bulb inside your refrigerator. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna have some club soda right now. Actually, I don't have any with me. I just have coffee. So let me take another sip of coffee before we wrap things up here.
Breathe. Wind. Cloth.
Nice black coffee.
Mother.
It was just ground today, by the way.
Breathe.
You know, you can search for all of the others in the world who are repairing their refrigerators and replacing their light bulbs at this very moment.
Cloth.
And you can be together with all of these people.
Me.
If you do, in fact, change the light bulb. Not do not. If you do, in fact, change the light bulb inside of your refrigerator. Finally, it's done. A little more coffee. Well, that was pretty painless.
Mother.
I guess everybody's getting their Dove bars and their club soda out right now.
Oh, gosh.
Weatherman?
Do you suppose anybody's listening to us?
Weatherman?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Weatherman?
I can hear you, but you can't hear me, I guess.
It's, close to 9 o'clock here in the East Coast time zone, so you know what that means.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Are we almost done? Is that it?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. No,
Oh, okay. So you've got another maybe half hour to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have to make up a whole 34 minutes of sunshine.
So do you want me to stay on or go?
I think you need to do the thing at the top of the hour when you're on the radio. You know, the things.
Oh, I thought I did that already.
Yeah,
well, it's got about, it's got 3 minutes to go. Is it legal if I do it 3 minutes ahead?
The burden, you've got to take off the burden of radio, which means you've got to just keep doing these station IDs things every 11 minutes, or you're in trouble. Huge trouble.
Do something. The connection is unstable.
Yeah.
And it just fixed itself. Okay, I want. Okay, we're 2 minutes before the top of the hour, so I hope that's legal. So, this is the Weatherman along with Negative Land. And by the way, I'm live on the internet all the way from Seattle, Washington, and you're listening to WGXC in Accra, New York, 90.7 FM. Isn't that just the greatest? I hope that was legal.
I think you did it wrong, man.
No, I did not.
I think you did it wrong, man.
I'll do it again.
Oh, no.
Yes or no?
No.
Well, that means I must have done it right.
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's nothing to this. WGXC, 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. And I'm the Weatherman, along with Negative Land. And I'm online, transmitting live all the way from Seattle, Washington. I hope you got it that time.
Suppose anybody is listening to us.
Oh, no more. Can we just stop that?
God, damn it down. No, I guess anyone with a push-button phone can punch a few buttons and pay most of their bills automatically. This one.
Now that
I gotta
feels
get
rushed.
Automatically. This one.
Now that
I gotta
feels rushed.
I'm going to punch a few buttons if you're not careful.
Yes, that sounds pretty good.
So you're philosophical?
Well, like we say, if you can't lick them,
join them.
Stick them on a big piece of tape is what we say.
Oh.
What? It sounded like you said big butt licks mud.
Oh.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh.
Just do another one. Keep it going.
Let's test the delay while we're just kind of here.
Oh, you're philosophical.
Well, if you can't lick them up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think it's a better ending.
Let's test the delay.
Now you've spent 8. Now you've spent over 40 years as a professional stamp and envelope licker.
That is correct. Go on to the second half now. Just take a break with this.
So you're philosophical.
If you can't lick them,
join them.
Yeah, it's down to about 7 or 8 seconds right now. That's not bad.
Almost. All right. Pleasure. Already. People.
Wonderful.
Run.
Run.
Bring.
Ah.
Tongue.
Bring. Tongue.
Ready. Earn. Earth.
Thank you.
A filter is a gadget which makes you sound dead.
Boy. Oil. Oyster. Ointment.
Oil. Boiling. Point.
Bring it.
Susan, your father wants to know how much longer you're going to be on the bank.
I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
Ah, no more checks or stamps or envelopes, huh?
Marge,
yes?
Is Susan still talking on the bank?
Susan, are you still on the bank?
Marge, is Susan still talking on the bank?
Susan, are you still on the bank?
So you're philosophical.
Well, if you can't lick them, join them.
Marge, yeah. Would you tell her to please get off the bank? It's the first of the month, and I have to pay some bills.
Susan, your father wants to know how much longer you're going to be on the bank.
Susan's on the bank again.
Here, I'll call the telephone company and get them to install another bank.
Now anyone with a push-button phone can punch a few buttons and pay most of their bills automatically.
Marge, would you tell her to please get off the bank? It's the first of the month and I have to pay some bills.
Susan, your father wants to know how much longer you're going to be on the bank.
Is Susan still talking on the bank?
No, let's just do it together.
Marge, is Susan still talking on the bank?
If you go.
Susan, are you still on the bank?
Can't lick them, join them.
Honey, that, huh? Maybe we should call the telephone company and get them to install another bank.
Give me a beat in there.
Well, if you can't lick them,
Maybe we should call the telephone company and get them to install another bank.
That's exactly what we want. Do it again.
Oh, gosh.
Do you suppose anybody is listening to us?
Marge.
Yes, dear.
Is Susan still talking on the bank?
Susan, are you still on the bank? Susan, are you still on the bank?
Join them.
Yeah,
you heard that, huh?
Marge, would you tell her to please get off the bank? It's the first of the month and I have to pay some bills.
Susan, your father wants to know how much longer you're going to be on the bank.
No more checks or stamps or envelopes, no?
Susan, are you still on the bank? Susan, are you still on the bank? Susan, are you still on the bank?
I guess the California First Bank by phone line is away from the future.
And that makes you bitter?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm signing up for the California First Bank by phone plan myself.
Oh.
Marge, would you tell her to please get off the bank? It's the first of the month and I have to pay some bills.
Susan, your father wants to know how much longer you have to be on the bank.
I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
Oh.
Don't worry, dear. Susan's done now. You can pay your bills, dear.
Oh. I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
To pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
You know, frankly, I always hated the taste of that stick'em stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
Nah, fuck 'em.
Look, I gotta go. My dad's gotta pay some bills. Look, I gotta go. My dad's gotta pay some bills. I'm done. You can pay
LCC
bills now.
Regulation.
I'm almost through.
FCC
I'll be off in a minute.
Regulation.
I'm
done. FCC regulations say that that sound of that word that you just heard, you did not hear. You did not hear that. FCC regulations say you did not hear what you just heard.
What the tapadoo?
Okay. Well. Looks we've got, how much more time do we have left, Weatherman? Maybe that was it.
So you guys stop.
Like the end of me, but I don't know.
Out of the big
this is not falling
container off. Here.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Are you ready with
well, it's 13 minutes past the hour.
Dang it. Dang it.
I guess maybe
as in her.
At the bottom of the hour we're done.
Enjoy.
I don't know.
Boy, that sure came through clear. Let me fade that down again. Stop laughing.
Can uncertainty be tolerated?
I'm done. You can pay your bills now.
Remember, I'll get it.
I want to pay some bills.
He wants to pay some bills.
Yeah, I have to pay some bills. I have one that's over $40,000, by the way. What do you think of that?
Perfect.
I guess they're thinking. I don't pay that bill. You know, certain men are going to take care of business and won't be allowed to stay in my home in Seattle. In other words, I won't be economically viable.
What could be more exciting than creating a digital twin to build a computer that was built in a digital twin? Once you create it, you can talk to it. It becomes the proprietary information of your company. Chat with data. And how much more enjoyable is that? Some of the autonomous systems are going to be called humans, and some of the autonomous systems are going to be called forklifts.
People have always asked, how much producing pig iron in a blast furnace? Kinetic energy can become very dangerous. Fist-sized graphite spheres drive featherweight pieces of straw into tree trunks.
And these autonomous systems are going to interact with each other, of course, autonomously.
Not for surviving in the Arctic.
And it's going to be overlooked upon by this warehouse to keep everybody out of harm's way.
Decomposers may outrun an Asian elephant.
This warehouse, this building, you can also talk to.
Even theoretically.
Of course you could talk to it. Hey, you know, SAP Center, how are you feeling today? You could also look for information in this world semantically. Once it understands the context, it's essentially imitating you.
Our bipedality makes us the only runners that can uncouple the frequency of breathing from our stride.
Once it understands the context, it's essentially imitating you.
Me.
It's insane how much productivity you can get.
Me.
And it's just really, really wonderful.
More recently, 10 to 20 million years ago, the nearly instantaneous annihilation of much of humanity.
All of a sudden, everybody's operating on the same ground truth. You don't have to exchange data and convert data, make mistakes. Everybody is working on the same ground truth.
Two loops, with the piston also driving on the downstroke.
When you become accelerated, everything is coherent within it. Everything that moves will be robotic. There's no question about that.
Dog.
It's safer, it's more convenient.
Yes!
Everything that moves in the future will be robotic. You're not going to be the only one.
One or zero. Dog or no dog.
Poor roads, weak animals, the movement of food, construction materials, and neither human nor animal muscles were powerful enough.
What could be more exciting than creating a digital twin to build a computer that was built in a digital twin?
Another brain and they'd be a half-wit. Another brain and they'd be a half-wit. Oh.
Brain Worlds. Brain Worlds. Have already identified the theory of everything, where we don't know what's going on. Brain worlds.
Oh, well.
Would imply that we lived in a brain world.
Another brain and they'd be a half-wit.
Brain worlds.
Another brain and they'd be a half-wit.
In a brain world.
As I said before, give them another brain and they'd be a half-wit.
Do we really live on the brain?
Give them another brain and they'd be...
Surrounded by the brain on which we live.
I like to say another brain and it'd be a half-wit.
People, such as us...
Give them another brain and they'd be...
Living on the brain would disappear spontaneously, and so intelligent life would not have developed.
Brain and it'd be a half-wit. Brain and it'd be a half-wit.
Give them another brain and they'd be...
Maybe we think we live in a four-dimensional world because we are shadows cast on a brain by what is happening in the interior of the bubble. One can't ask which is reality, brain or bubble. Can't ask which is reality, missing mass, pancake-like, or shadow world nearby.
However, this is just an analogy to help us visualize the origin of the universe.
Anita expresses how beautiful the moon is, which sounds odd to Laura. They will refuse to be enslaved. As the night progresses, she gets flashbacks of her past when she got trapped in a car underwater. After this, Anita carries the sleeping Sophie in her arms and kisses her while carrying her down the street. The following morning, Laura goes to Sophie's room and finds her daughter's wet pajamas. However, Hobbs peers through Fred's mind and sees a recurring memory of Anita swimming underwater. Meanwhile, Pete tries to meet the needs of his disabled wife. Max questions his existence and wonders if it were better if he wasn't conscious. However, Leo reminds Max to hide his true nature. When Leo refuses, they beat him up. However, Leo gains momentum and holds something sharp to Silas' throat, forcing him to reveal information about Mia. Then they flee. Meanwhile, Pete begins to hate Simon. They both have issues with their parents, so they understand each other. Suddenly, the two share a kiss. At the brothel, Niska gets disinfected after being used. She screams in anger, but no sound comes from her lips. Being an arachnophobe, Laura gets more paranoid about the thought of Anita's consciousness. She wants her to act like a scared child. Unable to take it anymore, Angie chokes the man to death. True consciousness isn't possible without suffering or pleasure. Meanwhile, Joe admits to Laura that he told her with Anita. He excuses that he is wrong and Anita is just a machine. At the lab, Bob shows the executives a burnt lung, claiming that it's the only way to be sure it's destroyed. However, Karen doesn't want to be part of their family since she wants to see students safe. But the secret is a barrier to their marriage. During dinner, the atmosphere is clearly stiff. Realizing what she is, Pete runs away. Anita notices this, so she exits the car to stop the truck, which crashes into her. The collision surprises Toby. Laura runs to her son, screaming at him for being stupid, which convinces everyone that they can just run. This makes Laura seem paranoid, so she should appreciate that.
After this,
Laura heads to the living room. This makes
Matilda pity her mom.
Civilization rests on unsustainable harnessing of the solar inheritance, which cannot be replenished on a civilizational timescale. Energy can be neither created nor destroyed, but its conversion into other forms can never be complete.
Brainworld.
Virtually nothing impedes the solar radiation as it streams through the cosmic void. For example, the large and almost constantly flying albatross, which induces a voltage in another loop as it applies torque to the viscous mantle, constantly violated by living organisms. Arboreal invertebrates feed on fungi. Frogs feed on invertebrates. Snakes feed on frogs. And birds feed on snakes. We now eat potatoes partly made of oil. Long-distance transport, often with cooling or refrigeration, quadrupling the energy costs of agricultural production.
Oh, well.
When you flip a light switch, it is increasingly likely the electrons performing those tasks originated in another country.
Oh, well.
The universal tendency towards heat, death and disorder became perhaps the grandest of all cosmic generalizations. Indeed, inevitability keep the nuclear option open to yield a strong pulp, the fibrous residue.
Mr. Nobody.
Remaining after the expressing of the sweet juice from the gaseous fuels.
You're overreacting.
Due to the soiling of leading blade edges by swarms of summer insects.
Mr. Nobody.
The well-documented risks to migrating birds.
You're overreacting.
Pitted by abrasive airborne particulate matter.
Mr. Nobody.
You're overreacting.
And obviously, there would be no life on Earth. Without the sun.
Hey, I think we're wrapping it up here. We had to have come up with another ending after that other ending just accidentally happened.
Mr. Nobody.
But that's America.
Yeah, that's right. Gosh, I remember being, was I 10 or 11 years old, watching the television in 1972 and watching Nixon resign.
There may be nothing outside.
And I knew it was a historic, unprecedented something in the history of our country. And today is another
today,
day just like
nothing
that.
Worth mentioning
nothing
happened.
Nothing worth mentioning happened today
Mr.
that has anything
Nobody.
To do with the story I
and
just
And you're
told.
Overreacting.
Nothing at
Mr.
all.
Mr. Nobody.
And you're overreacting.
Yep, that's
Mr.
right.
Mr. Nobody.
Weatherman, you want to
you're
say
You're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
You're overreacting.
Damn it.
Mr. Nobody.
Damn.
And you're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
Damn.
You're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
And you're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
You're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
You're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
And you're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
You're overreacting. Overreacting.
Mr.
Overreacting.
Mr. Nobody.
And you're overreacting. Reacting.
Mr. Nobody. Mr. No
React
Mr. Nobody.
And you're overreacting.
Mr. Nobody. That's it. You're overreacting. So David, why don't you say goodbye too and we'll just call it.
But that's America.
Way back in 1981 when I first was on Over the Edge, that was a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, we just faded you up because we don't know what we're doing. Sorry.
That's all right. No problem.
Okay. You said
so I hope you all had a great time.
Yes.
Hope the listeners enjoyed it.
Yes.
So once again, this is the Weatherman,
yes.
Live from Seattle, Washington.
And we're all the best executive land.
WGXC in Akron, New York.
And the rest
along
of negative
land.
Yes, the rest of... We're also live with you live, here live... We're alive.
Yeah, and there's one last thing I want to say. Do you think you know what it is?
I have a feeling that I know what you're going to say.
Yes. I am not a musician. Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. You can see Negative Land not being musicians tomorrow night at the Greenville Drive-In, along with Matmos and Rodney Greenblatt. And who else? No, that's it. That's all of us. And there's food trucks and popcorn and all kinds of stuff. And it starts at what time? 8 o'clock? Starts at... Rodney's starting before the sun. Yeah, I think it's a little early. But yes, we're very excited about this. Okay. Now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, the normal programming.
Tom's running upstairs to get back into the other part of the radio station.
Running
upstairs. Yep. Nope.